Welcome to Real Talk with the Eagles, Roberts Elementary's podcast, where we hope you're encouraged, engaged, and equipped as you soar with the Eagles. Today's episode, Career and Truck Day. All right, hey, Roberts Eagles families, this is Stephen Helmick, principal at Roberts Elementary, and super pumped to talk to you guys today because we had a really great day at school. We had Career and Truck Day here at Roberts Elementary, and I thought, you know what? I could blab about it, but it would be awesome to have the engineers that made it happen here with us today. So I've got our two amazing counselors, Allison Weeder and Jalen Brock. Ladies, how are you?
Hey, good. Great. Tired.
Tired. Yeah, exciting and tiring day at the same time. So let's just talk about it. So Career and Truck Day, I mean, first off, Allison, what is it, and why in the world are we doing that here at school?
Absolutely. So as counselors, Jalen and I, and with the support of our admin here at Roberts, we adhere to the national model for American school counselors. And within that model, there's three domains where our standards are broken into. And there's, of course, personal social development, there's academic piece, and then there's also this career component to it. And so within what Jalen and I do month to month, day to day with our kids and students here at school, we're going in, we're teaching them character development and the academic pieces, but this day is dedicated to exposing them to the multitude and myriad of just careers around them. We've got community volunteers, businesses, and then also family relationships that come in and speak to our kids. We also have a plug-in for some of our public high schools that bring some of their kids out.
Great.
It's pretty cool.
That's good. So, Jalen, if you could just maybe elaborate a little bit, like if I'm a parent and I drop my kid off by 7:40 in the morning and then I'm going to my own job, and I didn't get to see what happened today. What does that kind of look like? Like, what did kids experience, whether it was outside or in the classroom?
Yeah, depending on their grade, too. We had trucks set up from the community, just all sorts of different jobs, trades, from food trucks to we had, oh my goodness, like the library. We had Camp Robinson, the fire truck. We had movers. Like, the kids were out there. We had a barber come this year, which was really amazing.
Pretty awesome.
And so outdoors, the kids were seeing different people, their trucks, and seeing how that job takes place. We had waste management come, and kids got on the back of that truck and got to see what it was like when they were picking up that trash and picking up the recycling. And then FedEx was here, and kids were out there honking the horn all day. I'm sure many people in the school got to enjoy hearing that. But inside, too, we had a lot of parent volunteers coming to the classrooms. We had, you know, fourth, third, and fifth grade might have had a split where they had three parents come to their class, and they also got to go check out some trucks, too, if they were if that was on their schedule. But
It started at 8:00, 8:30, and then it rolled until each grade level's lunchtime, respectively.
Yeah.
So kindergarten drops off a little earlier.
Busy morning.
And our fourth and fifth graders go practically till noon, packed with.
Awesome. And so when I'm maybe I'm an upper elementary student, and or even kindergarten, maybe you can just share, what are some of those careers today that even were maybe some of our parents, like they just volunteered their time, maybe took off of work even. What are some of those careers that kids were exposed to today?
Absolutely. So it ran the gamut. So we had data scientists come in their lab coats. We had paralegals and attorneys come from the law side of it. We had lots of doctors within their different fields, from oncology to neuroscience to pediatricians. But then we also had a test pilot for United come, who was also a fighter pilot, like Top Gun. So he was here in his garb. We had some occupational therapists come out. They were leading some low vision, hands-on activities with kids.
Creative directors.
Let's see.
I mean, just all sorts of things. Such a variety. And so that's one of the things that I is very hands off in terms of like the planning of it, but then also being able to, like, when I go into a classroom or look outside, I love the engagement that happens mm-hmm. with our students because I think that, like you were sharing, this is one of the three domains that yep. you are required by law really to impact and teach kids anyway.
Yes.
So maybe, Allison, if you could just share a little bit of the why behind this. Like, it's pretty innovative. Sure. It's a hands-on yeah. exciting way to do that, but it's not a have to, it's a get to that we're choosing to do. And so
for sure,
walk us through that.
So I think Jalen and I also have unique perspectives because we were both in the classroom before mm-hmm. our roles as counselors. And we bring that to the table every day with this role also. So we both know what it's like to have either a counselor come in and talk about careers sure. to our kids or being sent a video or something. And I'm not diminishing any of that. You've got to utilize the resources and the capacity within each school. Mm-hmm. But because we have supportive administration, because we have a network with the community and our families, we're able to really bring the standards and the why behind this exposure to life. Mm. And so getting the kids to see the trucks and see the people who are actually doing these jobs and careers and having all of our speakers know that they're tying it into elementary curriculum. So like, how are you using fractions? We had an architect come. Mm.
Our concrete, we had a concrete truck outside and they were working in fractions and telling the fourth graders that got to see like, hey, this is what we do when we're pouring concrete and how we have to use math.
So good.
And integrate yeah. it. So it was pretty cool to see
so
that.
So we really encouraged our guest speakers mm-hmm. to really think through like, how is this applicable to elementary kids right
sure.
now?
Yep.
And so they were able to do that within their 20, 25 minutes that they spent with each class and really expose them to the option for that career. Most kids know about community volunteers. They know what their parents do or family members. So we really try and widen that
sure.
and go beyond what most kids know and see and really try and pull in different careers and pathways that they might not even realize are options.
Sure.
And then the speakers are tying those into what they're learning in class yesterday
yep.
and tomorrow.
Yep.
And so it's pretty special.
That is good. And, you know, I was just thinking here as we kind of tie this up today, you know, I always think about what is our mission at Roberts? And, mm-hmm. and one of those key phrases is we want students to be encouraged. We want them to be engaged, but we want them to be equipped as well. And I think that when I think of today, though, it wasn't just our students. It was also the volunteers as well.
Absolutely.
Of how they were truly encouraged. Like you guys were sharing with me earlier of it's not just them coming and giving. Like mm-hmm. our students, they rose to the occasion today. Like they
right.
gave back in terms of being really engaged,
that's
asking
right.
great questions. And I that's one thing I love, I think, about this day is it's a great way to bring our community into our building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everybody's winning.
That's right.
Because our kids are learning so much. They're being exposed to some stuff in really cool ways. But then, like, these people that are professionals in their own right and whatever job they're doing, they're walking out of our school mm-hmm. encouraged.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we get to work with the teachers in really a collaborative way to help prep the kids for this day.
Mm.
So we are talking about what kind of engaging questions can we ask? Like,
so
how
good.
Can you be a good note taker in like the upper grades? Like, what does it look like to be a good listener, to mm-hmm. give someone your respect? So it's all those soft skills that our kids are being able to put into practice
yep.
while learning something new and engaging.
That's incredible. Well, I appreciate your time. Parents, you're probably listening to this podcast or community members because you clicked on our social media photos of seeing all the great things happening today. These ladies were gracious to give me a little bit of their time after a long, long day. So Jalen, Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is always a joy to work with you ladies. Parents, if you don't know, we've got the best of the best here at Roberts in terms mm-hmm. of really loving our kids and equipping them with those skill sets of how to walk through life. And I'm just thankful for that. And we did not want to miss the opportunity to celebrate a great day here at Roberts. And
absolutely.
So hope this podcast has been enjoyable for you. And we look forward to next time where we share more of what makes Roberts rock. So
yeah.
Until
See you
next time.
Career day.
That's yeah. right. Take care. Thanks, ladies.